சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பரா. ஓம்.
பேஜ் 33 Verse 56.
Yo madi panche bhutastham ya priti ranubhuyate sa priti reva brahmasyat इति वेदां तरिन्दिमः
The uniqueness of this text is every sloka is a declaration of Vedanta. Vedanta dindimah means the essence or the crux of the Vedanta or the juice of the Vedanta is given in every shloka. That is why Acharya Nrisimha Bharati, every shloka he completes with Vedanta Dindimaha. This is the declaration of the Upanishadic teaching. Vedanta means Upanishadic teaching. The end portion of Vedas is Upanishad or Vedanta. That is the declaration. What is the declaration? Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Brahman is the truth of this entire universe. What type of Brahman? Taittiriya says Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Satyam means existence. Existence is the nature of Brahman. So Brahman is available in the form of easiness. Existence means Brahman is in the form of easiness. Brahman alone is in the form of consciousness also. Chitrupena Brahma Vartate. Sadrupena Brahma Vartate. Chidrupena Brahma Vartate. Consciousness. In the form of consciousness, Brahman is available. Fortunately or unfortunately, you cannot see that Sattu Chit Brahman. You cannot perceive that Sattu Chit Brahman. You have to recognize in your own body-mind complex. The lower ahankara has to recognize the higher sat-chit swarupam, that is higher nature. The lower ahankara, lower I, has to understand, I am only reflection. I am blessed by the original existence, consciousness, principle. That lower I has to recognize I am blessed by higher I means what? In that mind, the vritti jnana takes place. In lower I only, higher I jnanam takes place. So very, very, this mystery only. How it happens? In lower I am the higher I jnanam takes place. Because higher I is formless, mindless, thoughtless. It cannot have any thought or any knowledge. Experiential knowledge, adreshyam, agrahyam, agotram, avarnam, achakshu, shrotram, apani, padam. So the lower eye is helping us to know the higher eye. After knowing I am higher eye, OC, original consciousness, Tat Chit Ananda I am. After getting this knowledge, after this discovery, I continue in this body, I thank this body. Oh body, mind, medium, you are helping me for manifestation. Otherwise I cannot manifest. I exist. I, the higher I, exist. But I cannot manifest without you, the body, mind, medium. Body, mind, medium is inert. So body, mind, medium also has to thank whom? Higher I. Thanksgiving function. Oh, higher I, because of you only I am sentient. Because of you only I have got an existence. I am lending existence from you. Otherwise, I cannot have existence at all. Therefore, mutually both are transacting. Higher I and lower I. This lower I gives the quality, that means the quality or capacity or caliber to recognize the higher I when the lower I is free from emotional disturbances. When the lower I, ahankara, mind is calm, quiet, peaceful, raga, dvesha, rahita, lower I is eligible to discover or to claim the higher I. Up to that extent we have to change our lower I into sattvic. That is our job. All sadhanas meant to convert the problematic lower I into non-problematic lower I. Lower I means nothing but mind. Problematic mind, disturbed mind, wavering mind, distracted mind, doubting mind, confused mind, deluded mind has to be converted into a calm, quiet, serene, peaceful mind. Such a mind can claim, such a mind gets the knowledge. What knowledge? Higher I knowledge. So I remain as higher I. So your mind is your asset now. Don't give it to counselors. Okay, psychiatrist. Your mind is your asset, in which mind this akhandakara vritti jnanam takes place. Therefore, take care of your mind, keep it healthy, maintain it carefully. Electricity cannot manifest without the bulb. Bulb is the medium, filament is the medium. Electricity is manifesting. Remember this electricity bulb, because you are seeing all the time. Body is like a bulb. Atma Chaitanyam is like a electricity. Satchit is not electricity. Satchit is like electricity. Electricity cannot manifest without a medium. So that Sat and Chit and Ananda at the body mind level. Having said that, the same Sat, same Chit, same Ananda at the total level. There are no two Sat, two Chit, two Ananda. Just as electricity one, it manifests in a small 0 watt bulb. Same electricity manifests in 1000 watt bulb. Or more than that, you can take. So 0 watt bulb is like a micro, 1000 watt bulb is like a macro. Similarly, our body mind complex is like a 0 watt bulb, micro, vesti. Then in 54, 55, 56, same Sat is pervading everywhere at macro level, samashti level. You should not ask there are two existences. மைக்ரோ எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், மேக்ரோ எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், மீடியம்ஸ் மே பி மெனி பட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இஸ் ஒன். பல்ப்ஸ் மே பி மெனி, எலக்ட்ரிக்கல் கேட்ஜெட்ஸ் மே பி மெனி, பட் எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி இஸ் ஒன். ஆல் கண்ட்ரீஸ் எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி இஸ் சேம். இஃப் யூ புட் யுவர் ஹேண்ட் யூ கெட் ஷாக்ட். நோ நோ நோ, அமெரிக்கா எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி வோன்ட் கெட் இட் வில் நாட் கிவ் த ஷாக் டு அஸ் மெனி. யூ கேனாட் சே this much percentage of shock only in this country, that country. Is there any difference? Anywhere electricity has got the same nature. Similarly, atma also is same. Sat is same at individual level and total level. That is given in the 54th shloka. Vyomadi panchabhutastha ya satta. Satta means existence. You have to write capital E, existence. Satta. Bhasatin rinam. Whatever is there in the human being, the satta, the same satta is manifesting in the world. Yomadi pancha bhutastha. Space, air, space is, air is, water is, fire is, earth is, tree is, sun is, moon is, mountain is, the entire universe is, everywhere. Yomadi pancha. Sāsattā paramam brahmā. That is supreme brahman. That sattā alone is called supreme brahman. In lesti level, sāsattā ātmā, it is said, jīvātmā. Now you see how the Acharya is bringing the Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. These are very important shlokas. Like juice, essence giving. 51, he said, Sasatta Atma, he said, Vyakti level. Same Atma at total level, Paramam Brahma. Paramam Brahma means Paramatma. So Jivatma at individual level, that Satta is called Jivatma at individual level. Amness, non-irikane. World is, that Satta is Paramam Brahma. That Satta of Paramam Brahma, this Satta of Jivatma, all kuru Satta irikane. For every individual has got one Satta na. All sattas put together Paramam Brahma. My satta and everyone's satta put together one satta. My satta, my existence. And everyone's satta existence is one. My satta is called Atma. Everyone's satta, every object has got its own satta existence. It is called Paramam Brahma. So satta, satta, atma, paramam, brahma, only one satta. Therefore atma is equal to paramam, brahma. Or paramam, brahma is equal to atma. Why one satta has got two names? Upadhi bhedat. One satta has got atma name because of small upadhi. Another satta has got Paramam Brahma because of macro upadhi. Upadhi means medium. So this is the existence about total level. Satta Paramam Brahma. Who says? Not your teacher. Vedanta Dindimaha. What Vedanta says, only that teacher has to say. No teacher can claim this is my teaching. No Maharshi can claim this is my teaching. Even Vyasacharya never claimed this is my teaching. Shankaracharya never claimed this is my teaching. Everyone is telling this is Vedanta Dindimaha. Same way consciousness also. In 55, Yomadi panchabhutasthaya chid eka anubhuyate. Eka chid, one chit consciousness. In the last class I was talking. Every existence, every object, its existence presupposes awareness. Every object to talk about its existence, it presupposes awareness. There is mountain. That means what? I am aware of mountain. There is a sun. I am aware of the sun. Moon, river, trees, space, air, water. Are we aware of all these things or not? To talk about their existence, you must be aware of them. That awareness is called consciousness. So awareness is there. Every object has got awareness. How do you know? Because you are talking about their existence. Without knowing, you cannot talk about their existence. So this consciousness pervades. Suppose you see this clip. This clip, in this clip there is chit or not. Chit is there. How do you know? You cannot see the chit. There is a clip. Are you aware of this clip or not? The awareness pervaded here. That's why you are knowledgeable about the clip. That awareness is here. Otherwise you do not know there is a clip. Awareness is pervading. Awareness is pervading. Just as the light. Light is evident because I am seeing you. The knowledge that person is existent, how do I know? Because of light pervasion. You cannot ask, how do I know where there is a light in her? Because you are seeing her in the presence of light only. Therefore, light is proved. Similarly, here you know the clip. You are talking about the clip existence. How can you talk about the clip existence? To talk about the clip existence, you must know the clip. There is a clip. I know there is a clip. So clip isness presupposes knowledge. Knowledge means what? I am aware of clip. I know the clip. That is called chit here. Chit eka anubhuyate. Sa chideva param brahma. That chit alone is supreme brahman. Na anyat. Sadeva chit chideva sat. That chit alone is param brahma. So chit is there in every object or not? In every object, you to talk about every object, you must be aware of. If you are not aware of, you cannot talk about it. To aware of that, it must exist. So fan is, you are aware of fan. Light is, you are aware of fan, that light is. So easiness is there, awareness is there. Where is awareness in that? You are talking, you are aware of that light. That is why that awareness is called chitta. It is a total level. Here, it is called spurti. At individual level, it is called spurti. At total level, it is called chitta. Yasyaivam spuranam sadatma tamasat kalpaarthakam bhasate. Spuranam. Spurikkirathu ennu solluva. Tamil. Spurikkirathu ennu. Theriyirathu. That is called consciousness. That is called consciousness. Unarvu. In Tamil, it is called unarvu. Maximum I have explained. Sattva chitta. What about ananda? Vyomadi pancha bhutasthaya priti anubhuyate. Sa priti hi eva brahma. Ananda also. Priti means love. Love means ananda. Ananda is the nature of Brahman. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma, satchidanandam brahma. So, sat is equal to chit. Chit is equal to ananda. Ananda is equal to Brahman. So, Brahman alone is sat. Brahman alone is chit. Brahman alone is ananda. Expression. Sadrupena yaktam. Chidrupena anandarupena. How ananda rupena means whatever I see, it is, there is, I love it, I love, I like it, I like it, I love it. Whatever is Preeti Vishayaha, everyone loves the object. I love my sari, I love my house, I love my car, I am in love, I have fallen in love with person or object, or a son, grandson. Everyone is in love with other objects or other people. So love means what? Ananda. That ananda you are searching for everywhere. Ananda, ananda, ananda. Wherever ananda is there, you go for that. You are attracted towards ananda. Whatever you love, because it gives ananda to you. That's why love is equal to ananda. Love is equal to ananda. Why? Whatever I love, it gives me ananda. Whatever gives me ananda, I love. Therefore, love is equal to ananda. But I don't love my mother-in-law, Swami. That problem is a mind problem. Atma swarupa ananda, there is no problem. I love, love is called ananda. Ananda is Brahman. I am not having love towards certain things because my mind is not comfortable. I am not getting ananda from them because I have some conditions. My mind is not reflecting the Brahmananda in my mamiya. Why my mind is not ready for that? It is a mind problem, medium problem, not ananda, love problem. Same Amir, newly married time, ananda she gave. After some time only she is not giving ananda. Your love has changed. That is a mind upadhi problem, not a reflected ananda. But we have love for that. Every object you have love. That is atma ananda. Then you don't like afterward, these are all upadhi problems. It is not Bimbananda, Pratibimbananda. So Bimbananda is everywhere. Why I love fan? It gives me air. Why I love the light? It gives me light. Why I love food? I love very much food. Why? It gives me ananda. So everything in the world I love because it gives me ananda. That Preeti Vishayam. Sa Preeti hi eva Brahma. Brahma is Ananda Swarupam. Ananda Swarupam. I love myself. I never hate myself. I love whatever is pleasing to me. I love everything. You love, love or you love hate? Hatred you love or love you love? You love the love or you love hatred? Patri mantra. You love dvesha or you love prema? In the field you have never heard, I think. First time I am also asking. You love or you love hatred? None of us love hatred. Are you comfortable when you are hating others? When others hate you? Are you comfortable? Why? Why not be comfortable? At least you are hating others. Why you are not comfortable? Some uneasiness, why you feel? Tell me. None of us love hatred. Either I myself hate others also, I don't love. Even others hate me also, I don't love. Why? That is called, my nature is Brahmananda. I love, love. I never love hatred. Why means? See? Very nice analysis this is. Every one of us wants to be loved and every one of us wants to love. To be loved and love. What is that love? Ananda. Since love gives ananda, ananda is Dhamma Swarupam. Up to here we saw in the last class. Next. Now he is going to talk about Aikya. யஷ்டி சமஷ்டி சத்து சித்து ஆனந்தா ஓவர். தட் யஷ்டி சத்து சமஷ்டி சத் ஆர் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம், யஷ்டி சித் சமஷ்டி சித் ஆர் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம், யஷ்டி ஆனந்தா சமஷ்டி ஆனந்தா ஆர் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம், தேர் இஸ் நோ டிஃபரன்ஸ். சோ ஹி இஸ் கோயிங் டு எக்ஸ்பிளைன். 57.
தேஹாதிகோஷகா சத்தா மாநேதேதிண்டிம.
தேஹாதி கோஷகா சத்தா யா சா வ்யோமாதி பூதகா. யூ கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தட் சத்தா ஹூ இஸ் அவைலபிள் இன் தி தேஹாதி கோஷகா, இன் அன்னமய கோஷா, பிராணமய கோஷா, விஜயானமய கோஷா, மனோமய கோஷா, ஆனந்தமய கோஷா, இன் தீஸ் ஃபைவ் லேயர்ஸ் கோஷாஸ் சத்தா இஸ் அவைலபிள். How physical body is there, prana is there, mind is there, vijnana is there, that easiness is there in five koshas. Dehadi koshaga satta ya satta, that satta which is there, sa that satta alone, yomadi bhutaga, that same satta is in space, air, fire, water and earth, etc., etc. Adi padatha. How? Space is, air is, water is. I is, you shouldn't say. I am. He is, she is, it is. I am. Uttama Purusha, when it comes, I am. That am-ness and is-ness are one and the same. You cannot say two is necessary. Same only, dehadi koshaga satta sa vyomadi bhutaga. One is micromedium, another is macromedium. One is micromedium, another is macromedium. Micro means existence in the body. Then macro means existence in the world. So existence is not the part of the body, product of the body, property of the body. Existence is not belonging to this body alone. Why? Existence is, easiness is there in the desk, easiness is there in the mic, easiness is there in the, easiness is there in the light. So easiness is not the part of the body, easiness is not the product of the body. Easiness is all pervading. Easiness is all pervading. Existence is pervading everywhere, not limited by the boundaries of the body. Because easiness there, clip is it belong to only body? Yeah? Easiness is there in the clip, easiness is there in the watch, easiness is there everywhere. Not limited by the boundaries of the body, it pervades everywhere, not limited. It is independently existing, not confined to the body only. His body is ant, easiness is smallness. Body elephant, body easiness is big, you cannot say. It is not limited by the body, it is independent of that object. That is why easiness, satta, yomadi bhutaga, not limited by the medium of the body. Limited, body is limited. Electricity is limited by the bulb. 0 watt bulb can limit the electricity? No, it cannot limit. Electricity pervades the bulb and outside also it is there. Satta is there in between us also. But you cannot see it. To understand it, you require an object. If I keep clip here, sapta is available. If I keep my hand, oh, hand is. Without hand, how can I experience easiness? You cannot experience. Therefore, to understand easiness, you require an object. Electricity is there, that the electrical waves are there in the cosmos. If the light is there in between both of us or not. But you cannot see that electricity between her and me, because if I keep the clip, you know, clip is. How do you know? Because of light. When I remove the clip, can you see the electricity in the middle? The light in the middle? Between this mic and me, can you see the light? But if I keep the clip, you are seeing the light or clip? Clip. While you are seeing the clip, you have to understand I am seeing the clip because of light. Now light is there or not? If light is not there between the mic and me, you cannot see the clip. Therefore, light is there. If clip is not there, why I am not able to see the light? That's all. Easiness also like that only. Yeah, easiness is also like that only. She is, he is, it is, easiness object is available. In between also, easiness is there. You cannot grasp it without medium. Now, easiness is all pervading also. You can accept now, just as the light. That easiness to accept all pervading, simple thing you can do. If I keep my hand in between both of you, hand is. That means easiness is there. In between. Desk is there in between you and me. Desk is. Without object, you cannot talk about easiness. Many bacteria are also there in between you and me. You may not see. Some fly is flying, you know. Fly is. Or you can say, air is. Between you and me, air is there or not? Now, ease is all pervading. So, this easiness, that easiness, is all pervading easiness, surviving even without an object. Objects may go, this object, clip may go, but easiness doesn't go. It survives even after the destruction of that object. But once you destroy the object, that easiness cannot be grasped. Who am I now? Am I body or easiness? This body which is going to die, gets destroyed, this body you want to claim, or easiness which never destroy, that easiness you are? Which one you want? Permanent easiness I want to be, not temporary body. If I hold on to temporary body, that's all. You have to cry. Let the body go. I, the tat, may not manifest, but I exist. Who am I? Tat. Then second shloka. So, mana abhavat na tat bhedaha. That word we have to understand. Mana means pramana abhavat. There is no proof. Here mana means proof. Abhavat tat bhedaha. Can you talk about the difference between individual satta and total satta? Do you have any proof? Swamini satta is different. My satta is different. Clip satta is different. Do you have any proof? Mana abhavat. Proof abhavat. You cannot prove. Sat bhedaha means Vyashti satta bheda, Vyashti satta, Samashti satta bheda, to prove its difference, division. Bheda means division, difference. Mana abhavaha. There is no proof at all. Therefore you have to accept. Do you have any proof to prove that my house electricity is different? Your house electricity is different. You have any proof? You don't have any proof. Therefore, you have to accept what? Electricity is ekaha. Eko devaha sarva bhuteshu gudaha. that Atma Sat is one only. Mana abhavat tad bhedaha na asti. You cannot prove the difference of individual existence, total existence. You cannot talk. What proof you have got to talk about the two existences? What proof you have got to talk about two existences? That is why when she used the word I am, when he used the word I am, when she used the word I am, when I used the word I am, is there any difference? Why? Bhedaha nasti. That is why it is one. I am is different. Her I am is different. His I am is different. என்ன சுவாமி எல்கேஜி ஸ்டூடெண்ட் சொன்ன மாதிரி சொல்றேன். We are all advanced students. Suppose you think I am very happy, but I should not take it as granted. Okay, therefore for my comfort I want to explain. Tad bhedaha na asti. Who says Vedanta dindimaha? I have to clarify properly, otherwise Vedanta comes and gives me hit. Oh teacher, you are not explaining properly. Next shloka. Dehadi koshaga sputihi. Yasa vyomadi bhutagam. Mana bhavanna tadbhedah. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. If any object is out of awareness, you cannot talk about its existence. If any object is out of your awareness, can you talk about its existence? It is there, can you say, if you are not aware of it? No. So, every object, its existence presupposes your awareness. Therefore, this spurti and that spurti, that is called chit, both are one and the same. Look at the shloka. Dehadi koshaga spurtihi. This awareness. Spurtihi means awareness. Ya spurtihi deshadi koshaga. Which is spurti or which awareness or which consciousness is available in this body-mind complex? I am conscious of, we are talking. That consciousness is where? Yomadi bhutada. It is available in this space also. How you say? Space awareness. I am aware of space. When you come to the class, immediately you search for what? Your place. Where to sit? My place is empty or not? Are you aware of your space or not? So space awareness and fan, under the fan, air awareness. That way in the middle, empty. This side only students will sit. Awareness of air. Similarly, light. Awareness of fire, that is light. If light is not burning that side, you go and sit another side. Are you aware of light or not? That awareness. That awareness is a light awareness or here? This awareness alone, that awareness. I am aware of light. Similarly, water. Similarly, earth. Similarly, everything. Awareness. Kaspurtihi vyoma adi bhutala. Adi padat you have to extend to the entire universe. Don't take only five elements. Of course, all objects are made out of five elements. That's why he is using Vyomadi Panchada. This desk is made out of what? Wood. Wood has come from where? Tree. Tree has come from where? Earth. Earth has come from where? Water. Water, fire, air, you have to go like that. So Vyomadi Panchaga means entire universe. That is why prapancha means what? Prakanshena pancha vidaha prapanchaha. Every object in the world is made out of five elements. every object, whatever you about your body, five elements, there is no object in the world which is not made out of five elements. Every object is made out of five elements. You can you show me any single object which is not made out of five elements? Single object you cannot show. Every object is made out of five elements. That is why prapanchaha kritiyogyatvat prakarshena kritiyogyatvat panchavidaha prapanchaha man abhavat na tadbhedaha. That awareness, this awareness is not different. That awareness which is all pervading, because sat alone happens to be chit. That chit is not manifesting in the object, but you cannot say it is not there. Here in between both of us, electricity is not manifesting. Can you say electricity is not there? Light is not there, can you say? Between both of us, you cannot see the light. When you see the object only, you come to know there is light, otherwise how can I see her? But in between I am not seeing, therefore light is not there, you cannot say. Similarly, chit, you may not see, observe in every object. How you understand? To talk about the existence of that object, you must be aware of that object. This is very, very difficult. You have to understand carefully. That awareness, that chit is there in every object, how do you know now? It is there to say that you must be aware of that object. Therefore awareness is there, chit is there. If chit is not there, you cannot aware of that object, you cannot talk about its existence. That is the meaning here. If any object is out of awareness, you cannot talk about its existence. You are talking about its existence means what? There is awareness. Next shloka. So there is no difference between this awareness and that awareness. Chit is one only. I am conscious of. Same. Mana abhavat, there is no proof to talk about the individual chit and total chit. Total chit alone is available here. There is no difference in chit.
Dehadi koshaga pritihi. Yasa yomadi bhutaga. Mana bhavan tadbhedah. Iti vedam tadindimah.
Micro awareness, macro awareness, both are one and the same. Micro awareness, macro awareness, there is no division. There are not two entities. What about ananda? Are there two? There are no two anandas, only one ananda. Dehadi koshaga pritihi ya, that which is priti, ananda or love is there in these bodies, mind, complex or five bodies, five layers. Sa vyomadi bhutaha, that priti, that love alone is there outside also. That is why you love that. Because you love here, you love that also. What do you do every day? You wear the dress, you love the dress. You love, that love is here, ananda, you love the dress. So in that dress, ananda is there or not? Why? Because you are interested in that dress because it gives you ananda. Love is there. Nice pen, nice bangle, nice hair band. You love everything. Chappal onwards, toe to hair, nail to hair, top to bottom, I love. And whatever I wear, I love. Whatever I eat, I love. Whatever I love, I eat. Whatever I love, I wear. So everywhere, preeti vishayaha only. Love, love, love. People talk, I love you, and that. Very nice to say, but you analyze, when you analyze that word, it's funny, you know. I love you. I love you later. First I love you, then I love you. Meghadi koshaha preetihi ya sa vyomadi koshaha. That preeti alone is there. There is no division. Again same. Man abhavat means there is no proof to talk about two anandas. Two anandas, original ananda, swarupa ananda, there is no division. There is division, that division is because of medium. Any division what you are experiencing is because of medium. Originally speaking, there is no division at all. The sat division, chit division, ananda division is because of macro, micro, medium. You remove the mediums, sat, chit, ananda, there is no difference. We are taking this is ananda, this is giving ananda, this I love you, because of medium. Medium cannot touch the sat, chit, ananda. Medium has got its own limitations. We are thinking, we are engrossed in the medium. We have to transcend the medium. Total medium, individual medium, you have to transcend. Unless you transcend your body medium and total medium, how to transcend the medium? You have to jump, you have to fly. Transcend in the sense understanding. This medium and that medium both are matter. They are insentient. They are just blessed by me, the Sat-Chit Ananda. They have to travel a lot. Dehadi koshaga pritihi yasa vyomadi bhutaga manabhavatna tadbhedaha. Bhedaha means priti bhedaha nasti. Sat means pritihi. No proof is available to prove the difference of ananda. Ananda is priya moda pramoda ananda is because of medium, but swarupa ananda there is no difference. Therefore what gradation, division are all because of medium. Because of our misconception. Because both are the nature of Brahman only. But both individual medium ananda, total ananda, both are belongs to Brahman only. There is no division. Divide and rule policy, madre. We are all divide and rule policy. Da. Dukkati karana ennam therimo. Unity is strength. There is strength in unity. When you divide, you fall. When you unite, you stand. That's it. Election. When you unite, you stand. When you divide, you fall. What we are doing? We are dividing, grading. You are different. Husband satta is different. My satta is different. Son chitti is different. My chitti is different. Daughter ananda is different, my ananda is different. In the gradation, division, all because of misconception, wrong vision, wrong attitude towards the world. Drop that body mind perception. You have to see the core of that everything in the world. You understand your core and everything. Object's core is one and the same, Sat Chit Ananda. No gradation, no division. Divide Udaram Antaram Kurute Adhatasya Bhayam Bhavati. If I see the division, Bhayam will come. So Ekatva Manupashyataha, the one who sees oneness in everything. that is Anandaha. With this Jivatma Paramatma, Aikyam is over. Now he is entering. These 9 slokas you have to read together, previous 9 slokas. Yashti Drishtya and Samashti Drishtya Satchit Ananda, both are one and the same.
Satchidananda Rupatvadam Brahmaivatmana Samshayah Shruti Pramanu Sandhanat Iti Vedanta Dindimah.
So happiness is also not belong to this body. Happiness is not limited by the body boundaries. Happiness means not Anubhavananda, Swarupananda. Happiness survives even after the fall of the body. What is the proof? When you go to sleep, happiness continues or not? Mind is not available, body is not available. Happiness continues in sleep itself. That is Swarupananda, ungraded Ananda. Indivisible Ananda you are enjoying there. Once you wake up, makeup. When you wake up, you put makeup. Makeup is playing the role in earth. Gradation Ananda comes. When you are enjoying the undivided, ungradable Ananda in sleep. So that is the proof. Ananda is indivisible Ananda. Now he says, Satchidananda Rupatvat Brahma. Brahma is Satchit Ananda. Atma Brahma Eva. So total is Satchit Ananda. Individual is Satchit Ananda. Where is the Tamil Nadu? In India. Similarly, this Vyashti body mind complex. If the Satya Chit Ananda which is available in this body mind complex included in total Satya Chit Ananda. So that Satya Chit Ananda is Brahma. This Satya Chit Ananda is called Atma. Both are one and the same. Both are one and the same. That's what he says. Satchidananda Rupatva. Since Brahman happens to be Satchidananda, I also happens to be Satchit Ananda. I exist Ananda Swarupagaha Aham Atma. Are you having any samshaya doubt in this? If you have doubt, na, you have to do Shruti Pramanu Sandhanat. How this knowledge comes? This conviction comes. Simple. Acharya says Shruti Prama Anusandhanam. Are Shruti Pramana Sandhana Shravana Manana Nididhyasana Dwara. Conviction comes. My Guru has got, I will also get. Why not? Shishya also will get. No samshaya, no doubt. Who says? Vedanta Dindimaha. Do Shravanam. In holidays also, do Mananam Nididhyasana. CD Shravanam. Cassette Shravanam. Notes Pathanam. All the time be in Shastra. Be in Shastra. Shastra Paityon Cholanam. If they say you know Shastra Paityon Cholanam, it is a Padma Sri Vibhushan Nakurga.
Nadiva Brahmanor Bhedaham Satta Rupena Vidyate. Satta bhedena manam syat iti vedanta dindimah.
Same idea he presents in a different language, that idea which he has given in 57th verse. In the 57th verse he gave, Mana bhavat na tadbhedaha. சத்தா பேதா நாஸ்தி வியக்தி சமஷ்டி லெவல். ஹி செட் சேம், ஹி புட்ஸ் இன் எ டிஃபரெண்ட் லாங்குவேஜ். வாட் இஸ் தட்? ஜீவ பிரம்மணோர் பேதா சத்தா ரூபேண ந வித்யதே. அதே மீனிங் டிஃபரெண்ட் வேர்ட்ஸ் யூ கேன் என்ஜாய். ஜீவ பிரம்ம, ஜீவா அட் இண்டிவிஜுவல் லெவல், பிரம்மா அட் டோட்டல் லெவல். திஸ் இண்டிவிஜுவல் அண்ட் டோட்டல் சத்தா ரூபேண பித்யதே. ஃப்ரம் த ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் ஆஃப் சத்தா பியூர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் தே நெவர் டிஃபர். ஈஸ்வர உபாதி மே பி ஹையர், ஜீவ உபாதி மே பி இன்ஃபீரியர். உபாதி பேதா நது வஸ்து பேதா. சத்தா இஸ் த வஸ்து, த கண்டென்ட், த கோர். But there is no bheda in satta. Upadhi bheda is not the satta bheda. Clear? Satta rupena na bheda ha vidyate. In the form of your pure existence, shuddha sattvam, upadhi bheda may be there, but satta bheda ha nasti, na vidyate, not there. Why? சத்தாபேதேன ந மானம் ஸ்யாத். தேர் இஸ் நோ பிரமாணம், தேர் இஸ் நோ ப்ரூஃப் டு எஸ்டாப்லிஷ் ஃபார் சத்தாபேத. யுவர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட், மை எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட். யூ கேனாட் சே ஐ எக்ஸிஸ்ட், யூ எக்ஸிஸ்ட், ஷீ எக்ஸிஸ்ட், இட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட். தட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஈஸ்னஸ்ல ஏதாவது டிஃபரன்ஸ் இருக்கும். லாங்குவேஜ் மே டிஃபர். மை ஹூ, நான் இருக்கேன், ஐ ஆம், என்ன லாங்குவேஜ் பாரு, நேன் உன்னானு. Language may differ, pronunciation may differ, but satta never differ. Mana abhava, there is no proof to talk about the division. Therefore, both are, both the one. Upadhis are both two, but one satta. Like double action hero. Okay. Double action hero, one hero is acting, one servant, அதே ஹீரோ யஜமான ஜமீன்தார். சினிமா பார்த்தாலும் ஒன் பர்சன் ஆக்டிங் ஆஸ் எ சர்வெண்ட், சேம் பர்சன் ஆக்டிங் ஆஸ் ஜமீன்தார். இந்த ஜமீன்தார் அண்ட் சர்வெண்ட் டைலாக்ஸ் ஆர் டிஃபரெண்ட், வேஷம் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட், அவர் டிரெஸ் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட், இவர் டிரெஸ் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட், ஆள் ஒண்ணுதான். அது மாதிரி ஒரு சத்தா வேரிங் டிஃபரெண்ட் வேஷம். வாட் அபவுட் பூர்த்தி? ந ஜீவ பிரம்மணோர் பேதஹ. பூர்த்தி ரூபேண வித்யதே. பூர்த்தி பேதேன மானம் ஸ்யாத். இதி வேதாந்த டிண்டிமஹ. ந ஜீவ பிரம்மணோர் பேதஹ. ப்ரிய ரூபேண வித்யதே. ப்ரிய பேதேன மானம் ஸ்யாத். இதி வேதாந்த டிண்டிமஹ. Same with Purti and Ananda also. I need not explain. Same language. The content is same, words are different. One Purti or consciousness appearing as many, but one consciousness. Ananda is also one Ananda. The love is same, Ananda is same. உபாதி பேதா நது ஸ்பூர்த்தி பேதா அர்ச்சித் பேதா. இஸ் தேர் எனி ப்ரூஃப்? ஐ வில் கிவ் ஒன் அண்ட் ஹாஃப் மந்த் டைம் ஃபார் யூ. இஃப் யூ ஹாவ் எனி ப்ரூஃப், கம் வித் தட் ப்ரூஃப் ஆன் ஜூன் 7th. ஜூன் 7th யூ கம் வித் எ ப்ரூஃப். இஃப் யூ ஹாவ் எனி டிவிஷன் டு ஷோ, தென் வி வில் சீ தட். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே. பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ.
ஹரி ஓம்.